Welcome to Rockstar.
Yay.
Musicals week.
Finally.
Rock musicals.
Ooh.
We have a surprise guest judge.
Snowfenna.
With air guitar.
That was my rock.
Your rock.
Yeah, that was my rock star appearance.
Oh my god, for a second, when you said this is my rock star appearance, I was like, crap, did I say welcome to Rock Band? But I didn't. I definitely didn't. But I was thinking that maybe I did.
Rock Band is pretty awesome. If you guys have played the Rock Band 3, they have a freaking keytar.
I know, I can't wait. I
asked
for Christmas.
I'm actually tempted to buy that one.
It's so cool.
I want it. Oh my gosh.
You could play Low Rider. I played Low Rider like 20 times.
Is that
times.
The one that's like Low Ra?
Ra.
Duh. Oh, that's
a little higher.
Yeah.
That part is the best part. It's so much fun to play.
Oh my god, so great. Well, so tonight we're listening to people sing musicals.
Yay.
Yes.
Woohoo. So, and we have Asian back on this show. We have the Asian perspective.
Yeah. We have all our bases covered again.
I know.
I think that's a little racist, Michelle. I don't appreciate you bringing race into anything.
I was, like, super racist earlier when I was, like, looking at the songs people did, and Dizzy did a song from The Wiz, and I was like, yeah, he did. I was like, then I was like, wow. That was really... So, I am...
No white boy is doing The Wiz.
No white... My high school, like... Or, well, not my high school, but my, like, summer theater group that I did The Wiz, like, my summer going into, 12th grade, I think it was. And it was, like, an entirely white cast with, like, a couple Asians. Like, there was...
What?
There was, like, no. It was so funny. But anyway, we should, like, listen to people.
Kind of.
I guess.
Dylan is up first.
Yay.
What?
So we're gonna do that.
What?
All right. Done.
What?
While you've been away cavorting, matters here have moved apace. Now I need you home supporting all the plans I've put in place. First of all, this means your wedding. You'll recall your future bride. For the way that Pharaoh's heading, time's no longer on our side. According to the Hoggard Horace, almost regal invalid, it's not that much longer for us. Build another pyramid. There are many who'll be tearful as our leader fades away. But our architects are cheerful, and each dog must have its day. If our country is to flourish, then my son must take the lead. Be our inspiration, nourish all our hopes, our dreams, our creed. Soon our monarch will have filled a tomb just like his father's did. Summon Egypt's greatest builders, re another pyramid. There will be a time for mourning, but for now, put plans on hold. For I give the nation warning that before the corpse is cold, we'll extend fair Egypt's power, Egypt's glory, strength, and style. We shall have our finest hour far beyond the mighty Nile. He must have a vault that's grand by any standards for the land. Put 5,000 slaves on standby, build another pyramid.
have a phone that's grand by and his standards fluttering. Put 5,000 slaves on standby, build another pyramid.
Dylan.
Oh, I missed. What? What is this?
What?
Aida.
Dylan.
Dylan. Okay, this is like my second least favorite song from Aida.
Yeah, I don't like the song that much either. Like, it's alright, but like.
I mean, I don't like How I Know You a lot more. I don't know.
Aww, like, I like that song.
I don't like how the guy sings it. He's like, How I Know You. How I Know You. I don't know. I just like really don't like it.
Oh, you.
But anyway, but I still like. I don't know, that didn't take away from, like, your performance or anything. I wasn't like, eh, my God, I hate this song, so I hate Dylan on it. I'll let Allison go first, because she's, like, our guest person.
Yay.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. So, I thought you had great energy. It was pretty good. I don't know if it was just me, but maybe I haven't listened to, like, people singing in a while. So, like, I thought there was a lot of reverb, but I don't know, like, if that was, like, standard for most people.
It was a lot of reverb.
I feel like for Dylan, especially, it was a lot of reverb. Normally, he doesn't have that much reverb. I mean...
Yeah, it sounded really echoey, so...
And at some points, it made his mic sound a little peaky, I think.
Yeah, it sounded, like, it made it sound flatter, I guess, kind of. But it didn't sound terrible. I just felt like it kind of took away from the quality a little bit. I thought you were a little bit flat at parts, too, like, during the verses. But you had really, really good energy, so it, like, wasn't that big of a deal, I don't think.
Yay.
Yeah.
I didn't really notice anything, like, because the energy was so good, so I didn't really notice any flaws in the singing, except for, like, after the long, weird... instrumental break, and then, like, the end was kind of all over the place, and
yeah
like sound like you were having a hard time trying to find the right melody at the end.
Yeah, especially on the word slave, you were like slaves on stand, you were like thousand slaves on standby, and like the way that you said slave, or not the way that you said it though, like the note that you hit on slave sounded really like strainy to me, and like kind of like you were trying to figure out if that was actually the right note.
Yeah, and I noticed that too on the last note on pyramid.
It's kind of the last note in the song is kind of weird though. He goes pyramid, it's like kind of like but that might just be my thing. I thought it was really good, too. I don't really have anything to add to this critique. The emotion was, like, fantastic, and the energy was great. I really, really liked it.
Good song choice.
I actually got to... I used Dylan as an example tonight at my gospel choir rehearsal, because, like, we did this performance tonight, and... they had been talking, we had, like, been doing it, and, like, our emotion was kind of dead, like, as a group, and it kind of sucked, like, I was, like, really annoyed about it, actually, because, like, because the thing is, like, you as a person can have emotion, but if the group doesn't, it still doesn't sound good, and so, like, we, like, went back into, like, the room, and, like, we were, like, talking, and, like, and they were, like, yeah, like, we didn't have enough emotion, and, like, the choir director was trying to, like, explain. She's like, yeah, emotion is, like, so important. And so then, like, I, like, spoke up, and I was like, yo, like, I do all these, like, online singing competitions and shit, and, like, there's a ton of people in that who, like, they don't have, like, the best tone quality to their voice, so they don't necessarily always, like, stay on pitch, but they have so much energy that it, like, makes sense. And then I said something that... I was like, yeah, like, one time there was this guy who, like, totally made me cry during one of his songs because his emotion was just, like, so phenomenal, but, like, it definitely, like, it was, like, a little strainy and, like, pushing his veins, and I was totally talking about Dylan. So
dun, dun, dun. Yay! That's that was how like Dylan will be known to your choir, the strainy guy with emotion.
I know. Well, I didn't say his name or anything.
It's like Dylan Collin.
Okay, we should stop this.
We'll call him Millen Mollins.
I just like talked forever. I'm sorry. Done.
Wait, we almost reached 5 minutes.
Yay! Wait, is that good or bad?
We're just gonna say this for the rest of the critique. Oh my god, it's all gonna be 5 minutes.
Stopping.
Stopping.
Up next is Gil Dragon.
How'd you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the Candyman. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania. So, let me show you around, maybe play you a sound. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie. I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry. We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry. So you got caught with a flatware. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, when it all seems all right, I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, why don't you stay for the night? Or maybe a bite? I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man. Blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain isn't really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Gil Dragon Desu.
Gil Dragon Desu.
We literally just did that for like 5 minutes. We're like, Gil Dragon Desu.
Gil Desu.
Gil Dragon.
I hate that, like, I can't do an Asian accent.
Oh my god. Sean got really mad at me the other day when he realized I could do like a Russian accent. I said something about vodka. I was like, you must give me your vodka. And he like got really mad. That wasn't even good, but like I did it really good on the phone the other day and he was like, I hate that you can do that.
ooh, do you know I have a friend from Idaho and they have vodka, but they made from it's distilled from potatoes, so they call it spudka.
Does it taste like potato? Like
I have no idea, but so that's confused. What they
must, I'm so like, intrigued. Try this.
Spud.
Okay, we have to focus. Gil Dragon. Okay. So I thought,
Gil Dragon, that's a...
personally, that I thought the voice that you did was interesting and, like, funny, and, like, I liked that you picked this song, and I thought it was, like, an interesting choice for your voice. I thought your acting was pretty decent, actually, like, as in comparison to, like, what you've been doing in previous weeks. Like, I think you've definitely bumped up your energy, but I still wanted, like, more, especially on a song that is of this nature. Like, you need to have, like, almost this, like, over-the-top energy. And,
yeah,
like, I feel like
it's so ridiculous.
Like, you didn't quite get there. What did you guys think?
I agree. Like, me too. I definitely think you need a lot of energy for the song, because he's so, like, over the top, and there's so much flair to it. He's just, like, crazy and all over the place, so you really need to, like, get that through when you're singing. And I feel like a lot of the times you're trying to, like, put on this voice and, like, try to almost imitate him, but not in, like, you're trying to almost be, like, a copy of him instead of, like, putting your own energy in, like, I don't even know how to say it. Just, like, putting your own self into it. Just, like, have fun with it. Go loose and crazy over it, you know?
Ew.
It's a really fun song, so don't be afraid to, like, put all you have into it. Don't try to, like, copy, I guess, the original just to, like, sound like him.
Well, it did sound like he was into it, so I liked that. But, yeah, it needed more energy. I'm used to hearing Dylan sing this, so, like, yeah, and Dylan's, like, crazy energy all the time. I think this
is kind of,
like...
Oh, I've never heard.
Yeah, he's done it before, and it's all, like, Dylan-y.
That's so funny.
I think that it was, like, kind of a risk for you to do this, but I know, like, when you have more energy, it's when you're doing more, like, ridiculous songs, so it's maybe, like, more somewhat risky.
Yeah, this is definitely, like, a really risky song, but I think you pulled it off pretty well. You just needed to
put
more
into it. Yeah,
it was
pulled off decently. I liked it when you said, like, take me to the lab or whatever at the end. I thought your inflections on the end were funny.
Yeah. So, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Done.
That's all.
Faithful.